Eisenberg.
Okay. I don't have one up over here. It has to be, I guess it'll be upstairs for Menachem David. Right. As an introductory note, my brother, who lives in America, he's quite a bit younger than me, so he's now just 25. He called me up, or he sent me a message last week saying, you know, our shul in New York, there's a New York, our shul in New York has asked me to daven for the Omer this year for the Yom Ne'arim. I said, Kiva, that's very nice. What do you said? Pardon? He is under 30. We'll get to that in a minute. So I said, Shkoyach, Menachem David. Very, very nice of you. So I said to him, well, what did you say? He said, I didn't really want to do it. I said, so what did you say to them? Well, Baruch Hashem, I'm in Toronto anyway by my shvei for a Yom Tov, so it's easy to get out of it. You just say, well, I'm not in town. That was one maisa. On the other hand, I spoke to somebody recently who said to me, he daven's in a certain shul, and he's a shliach tzibur in a certain shul, and he said, if they don't want me, it's fine, you know. It's difficult enough to get to them. It's a long walk. I don't have to walk there. I don't have to make myself sure to go there. Shabbos and Yom Tov is fine. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I've done for the Omer for so many years. I couldn't manage sitting in the pews. It would just sitting in a seat and not leaving the Olam and davening and everything. It wouldn't sit right with me. Had these two conversations the last week or two, and you start learning the halachas of shliach tzibur. So I was thinking to myself, what does it take? What does it take to be a chazan, to be a shliach tzibur? And I think once you go through the entire list of what it takes to be a shliach tzibur, most of us turn around and say, you know what? Find someone else. Shkoyach. Weiter. I remember, I was asked, trying to remember now what year it was. It would have been the second year. It would probably have been 2009. I was asked Rosh Hashanah, so the Rosh Hashanah Toshin Ein. I was asked when I was still not davening, I still wasn't rabbi yet. I was asked in our shul when I used to daven in Eretz Chaim in Prestwich. I was asked to daven for the Omer. And I said, look, I'm not 30 years old yet. You know, there's so many other people here. And the Rav said, look, they want you to daven anyway. I ended up davening. So you, sometimes I'll go Azai and sometimes I'll go Azai. So you look in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, Sif Aleph. There's the first thing that he says about the Shliach Tzibur. V'yidaktiku lachza ha Shliach Tzibur ha-yoysa hogun va-yoysa godlo b'toyim ma'asim she'efshal limtza she'spal slichas in Yom Ne'roim. The first thing is, they should start looking for the person that has the greatest Maisim Toivim, the greatest Torah, and the most Hogun, the most Roy person to take over this job. Definitely in those days I thought to myself, so many other people that are daven over here, where do I stand? You know, sometimes they ask you anyway and you just go with it, you know, regardless, it wasn't your decision. But that's the community's decision to decide whether you're a Hogun or not. But that's the first thing to think about. Ayoysa hogum, ayoysa roi. So that already should make people wary. If somebody says to you, you know, we want you to daven for the Omer by Yasson Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, already you should think to yourself, ayoysa hogum, ayoysa roi. It's a big ask. In any community, any decent community, is a big ask. Number one. Number two, the Rambam also says, Shehei ben Shloshim Shana, which I mentioned before, he has to be 30 years old. That, where do we learn now that he has to be 30 years old from? From the Levim. Now those that ask the question, shouldn't have to be 30 years old, or should it be even 25? Because we see They started. That's where they got the training. So he says, Taka said, the training should go from 25 to 30. So after 5 years of training, I don't know how many people here will tell you that they've had 5 years of training to be able to daven for the Omer. You know, some people tell you, Agantz Elul, and some people go, even a whole summer I've been listening to Ichveis, Reb Gershon Fortune's tape, or you know, there are certain tapes that circulate that people hear to learn the Nusach. 5 years. It was saying over here, 25, you start learning, so that by 30 you're ready to do it. Gam shehei nosui, should be married. That already for a lot of people. That I think of all the things on the list, it seems to be the easiest one. You know, of all the things. You know, I'm not saying it's easy to get married, and you know, there's a shidduch crisis. I was just dealing with the shidduch recently, and sometimes you hear things that people say, and you say to yourself, no, sometimes it's not even a wonder that you know. I spoke to a fellow recently. He's, you know, he's over 30 already. He said to me, he wants an American girl. I said, where do you live? London. I said, does that make any sense? I didn't say it to him. I mean to myself, you know, what else do you want? She should speak Chinese fluently as well. Like, you know, like what do you want? Can't have everything. You want an American girl, you either pick yourself, you move to America, or you deal with the girls here in London. But you can't say, I live in London, I want an American girl. Doesn't make any sense. But of all the things, that seems to be the easiest one. Shein osu. The Maisa, the Ramah, then finishes off with Miu Kol Yisrael Kshayim Eim that Shemim Merutz Lekol. That in the end of the day, the tzibur should want the fellow to daven. Whoever the person is, he can't push himself. He can't push yourself in. If somebody pushes it in, it's very interesting. And in it, there's another siman about the shliach tzibur. If you look in Chelek Aleph when he speaks about shluchei tzibur, Miu Roy is a siman Nun Gimel. Din Roy Leirid Lifnei Ateva. Who's Roy to stand and to daven? So there's a whole bunch of things over here as well. But it says, if somebody pushes in someone who doesn't belong there, they're stealing from the tzibur. The tzibur could have a decent shliach tzibur, someone who is hogun, b'toyro, v'mitzvah, of a tefillah, etc., etc., and instead they're going to push in a fellow that because Chveis, his Zayda gave a lot of money, or his Bubba was the founding member, Chveis, you know, all the different things and pieces, you have to be very careful. The next thing is, if you have arguments, as a shlich tzibur has arguments and he doesn't like somebody, he says to himself, you know, I'm davening, but Yana Yankel is, you know, this no good Nick. For him, I'm not davening. Finished. That fellow can't daven for the Yom anymore. Either you're mighty the entire Kehillah or you're not there with the entire Kehillah. If you have somebody you don't like and you have Kavana not to be mighty, you can't even answer Amen. Pardon? Can't even answer Amen on such a person. He says, even the people that he's supposed to represent, so you have to make sure that the fellow's got no machloikism. And even if he has machloikism, you should make sure there's a kind of person that even if he has a machloikism, it's not a machloikism, that he's not going to want to be mighty to somebody else.
Why does
Yom Lerun, Koyer,
should be
all there are other things. Yom Neroim were even more makbid. This is a Yom Neroim list. We're talking about Yom Neroim. We're going to get to all year round. There's other lists also. There's more to it. Now, he also... I'm sorry, pardon? So that's what you're saying. You know, he's out of shul. He's not in this kehila. I don't have to mechamim mitzvah him. I hear that. It might fall in. We'll see soon. It might fall in the other simon that it's still a problem. Okay? Now he brings the Mishnah Berurah as well. Nagu lava lifnateva pan nosim umanhigim shiyonim etzahadar. You have to take people that know the tzah of the generation. It's another thing. If you take a younger manchik of 20, whatever I was at the time, 27, 28, 29, knows the tzah hadar. You know, people that deal with the tzah of the generation, they know the tzah hadar. Somebody once asked for a Pesach Kron. They said to me, you know, you cry so often. Well, why do you cry so much? He said, if you knew all the tzoras and all the tzar that I know, so many people come to me for advice and tell me that tzar and tell me the problems. If you knew everything that I knew, you'd also be crying all the time. You know, a man who's sitting in Kailul, you know, I remember my days in Kailul, you know, Vosa tzar did you know? You know, maybe the benefits check didn't go through exactly on the day that you wanted to go through. That doesn't the grace of tzar that you had. You know, it's sometimes you couldn't go on holiday because there wasn't enough money. We're talking about serious tzar. Klai Yisrael, Nebuch, there's so many things going wrong. People have problems with Panosa and with Gizunt and Mitshalem Bayis and with children and with kids going off the derech and with Chinuch. There's so much. So he's saying over here, you want a Shliach Tzibur, bring somebody in that knows what's going on, that can look and he's going to open up the davening. You know, you take out an Asana Toikif. It should almost break you. If you know what's going on, it's unbelievable. Somebody who's very cocooned, I'll sing it nicely. I know Yenna's Nigan how to sing it. You want somebody that feels it's our generation. And then he brings, if you want on top of that, just because everything I've said until now is not difficult enough, he brings in Sifkotan Yudath and Mishabur and Tovkuf Pe Aleph. Veroishia Shatzvat Ekea Bale Teshuva Gimura. Not Stam Bale Teshuva. Bale Teshuva Gimura. So you got to start taking out a Shai Teshuva and go through it, and there's 20 steps to Teshuva, and you want to Bale Teshuva Gimura, you want to look in the Ramah Mashe Yod Olav Yedea Talumos. Anybody feel comfortable in that situation, saying, oh yeah, you know, whatever I did this whole year, I had such charata that the Rabbeinu Shalom Alayin is being made that I'm about tshuva, that I'm never going to do this again. That's for Yom Ha'aroyim. On top of that, you still have a few other things. Number one is in Simen Nun Gimel Siv Dalet. He has to be Hogun. The Shlatz has to be Hogun. He's a Hogun. As we mentioned before, he has to be, he doesn't have any averus, so it means that you have to have a guy, even though, you know, he's not a known balavera. I guess it's not as intense as it is for Rosh Hashanah, but not a known balavera. But on top of that, you can't have anybody where there's rumors, not nice rumors circulating about a person. If they're not nice rumors circulating about a person, there's already, you know, that's another thing.
That's a general
batfilah. And general batfilah shouldn't have none. You know what? If there are really bad rumors circulating about a person, I don't know in which community feels so comfortable having somebody who's got bad rumors about him circulating either. In general, when you say rumors of Shem Ra often mean, call it the posse, when we speak about these things, we often, it means in our eyes and other things. So, who wants to put somebody, you know? It's not been proven. Yenner, there's a call about Yenner that he was mezana with an Eishes Ish. Yeah, it's only a call. I mean, he's a great chazan. I don't think any serious kehillah, if there was a serious call that was going out about someone, they would turn around and say, I know, but nobody sings Nesana Turkic like he does. I hope nobody would say that. It's a serious call that you have, a call to lay possible about someone that's done something terrible. I hope that there's nobody that does that. On top of it, he also says over here in Simen Nun Gimel, this is an important point. He has to be an onuf. This is for many people a big problem, especially chazonim. I often have this discussion with a fellow in my shul who's very, very into chazonis, and he says to me, the hearts and the humility that they go to. And I said, listen, without mentioning his name, I said, I like chazonim and I like chazonus, but humility is not the word. For most chazonim that I've met, and I've met many, my parents, my father, we used to have lots of very big chazonim coming to Vienna for concerts and other things. I've met almost all the top chazonim, and if not, I've heard, you know, through my father. My father's definitely met all of them. Most of them have an ego problem, and it's not that their ego is too small. Okay, yeah, it's not in the wrong direction, it's in a different direction. Yeah, so you should hear onov. You want to have a shlich tzibah, have zayin and onov eichet. Yeah, pardon? Okay, well, we're getting there. So, 1 second, I got another 3 minutes. Let's finish off. So, you need an onov, and then on top of that, you also need you have ne'im of a koilei ore that he sings nicely. That's simple, that's the posture. If the guy doesn't know how to sing, and he's going, everybody's going to sit there. He's a great tzaddik, but he sings off key terribly. A tzaddik is off, a chazan is an ish, you know. Somebody said to me recently, there are certain people that never become a velim, and they damn for the omud. And he says, like, you know, just because you're an oval doesn't mean the entire kehilah has to suffer. You know, bist an oval, nicht kein Baltwille. You know, just because you're an oval didn't make you into Baltwille. You know? Most people, they're okay, but certain people, like, you know, they daven, it grates at you when they daven, because they don't know. And which is, continues over here, v'rogel likris ter nevim uksuvim. You have to be rogel likris ter nevim uksuvim. For two reasons. Number one is in the Mishnah Berurah, because you need a person that's tam, that learns. And number two, he has to understand. Yeah, you're going to open up Zichrona, Smachia, Shofras, all the psukim, what do they mean? Who knows? I know how to sing them, but I don't know what they're supposed to mean. So again, so what's the point in that? So when you finish with all, and then on top of that, if you can, tzaddik bin tzaddik, and then not having involved with anybody else in fights. So you come up with this list. By the time I finish with the list of the, you know, regular chazanim, together with the chazanim for Rosh Hashanah, if anybody came to you and said, you know, would you like to daven this year for Rosh Hashanah? The answer should really be almost on anybody unequivocally, no. You know, just look at what the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah, and there are more asks of you. It's too big of a list. However, he brings on the bottom, and this is the way out. I think this is the only way out, because I think if we were to look around, how many Baalei Tefillah, you know, Rabbi Finkel, great, he's your good Baal Tefillah. Yeah? How many others are you going to find that fit mamish all these categories? Rabbi Finkel was Niftan, but he was a Baal Tefillah in Mir Yeshiva. Ah, you know, like, you know, Milo Nugodl. But in general, who fits this list? So he brings over in Sivhei, Nun Gimel Sivhei. Im ein Maitzin, Misha, Ha'yeh, Bekol, Amidus, Eilu. If you cannot find somebody that has all these things, Yifchuru, Ha'toyv, Shebetzirva, Bechokhma, Maitzin, Toyv. So you choose the best that there is. In the end of the day, you know, as it says, you come to the Shofar Dashiyeh B'Yom Ha'Maim. And the Gemara asks the question, what? After you can go to a Shofar that's not B'Yom Ha'Maim, that's ridiculous. Can't transform yourself in time. So, Elamai, every door has its Shoftim. And not only every door has a Shoftim, every Beit Knesset has its Manigim. So if you have a Beit Knesset with greater Talmid Chachamim, so the guy in charge is going to be, or the person who's going to is going to be a very special Talmid Chacham. If you're going to have a Shul that's got, you know, more Balabati, so the fellow doesn't have to be the most unbelievable Talmid Chacham. You find the person which has Hatoy Shebetzibah B'Chachma Maisim Tovim. And that's really the bottom line. So whatever it's going to be, you know, if somebody does ask you, you can ask yourself the question, what are my deficiencies? Don't jump. I wouldn't be the first one to jump and to say, you know, I belong in this position. You know, it makes sense. You know, look at the whole list what the Shulchan Aruch gives us. It's not so poshut. However, the bottom line is, if the Kehillah has chosen you and they feel that you're the most suited person, and you think that you could do a decent job, so then you don't have to step away because of all these chiyuvim, because the end of the day, Shulchan Aruch says, find the best person available for the job. Sometimes you will be the best person available for a job, and if that's who you are, so then you should take that and you should use it to inspire others. Wishing you all gemach, like, sivach simatoyva. Oh, yeah.